I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. This evening, conductor David Robertson from the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra leads the IU Summer Festival Orchestra in music by Rachmaninoff and Tchaikovsky and a symphony by Carl Nielsen. Thanks very much for joining us.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
David, you're American-born but educated in England, and in fact, you've currently maintained ties there. You're principal guest for the BBC Symphony Orchestra. Tell us a little bit about your education.
Well, it's always a question of how much do you want to reduce. I finished high school in Santa Monica, and then at 18 went over to the Royal Academy of Music. And although I did indeed get a degree from the Academy in London, when you're a conductor, much of your experience and your learning is picked up as on-the-job training, I suppose. So I've been a student for the past 30-plus years, learning about what it means to sort of make music with people. And that's been done mainly in Europe, with positions in Israel and France, and, you know, short stints in all the Scandinavian countries and Holland, a little bit all over. I mean, basically looks like I can't really keep a job. Now my base of operations is in St. Louis.
One of the kudos that critics have offered about you is your skill as a programmer. Tell us a little bit about the pieces you've chosen for this evening's concert.
Well, the pieces that are on this program interrelate in a lot of different ways. And so one of the things, whenever you talk about a program, I always feel it's a little bit... it's kind of like those things when you read the book review or you read the film review beforehand and you think, I'm not sure if this has aided my comprehension of what I'm about to see or if it's actually kind of prejudiced it to look at it in a certain way. The three works on the program, there are two Russians and one Danish composer, which, you know, could sound like some sort of luncheon type of concoction, you know, egg salad and then some sort of pastry at the end. But in fact, we're talking about Tchaikovsky and Rachmaninoff, and then the Danish composer, Carl Nielsen. The Tchaikovsky work, symphonic poem Francesca da Rimini, based on the canto of Dante's Inferno, is not his most well-known piece. Not because it isn't a wonderful work, but it's actually 25 minutes long, which usually makes it too short to sit on a second half of a concert by itself. And 25 minutes is usually too long for an opening work. So it's one of those sad wallflowers that always sits in the corner at the dance, and, you know, no programmer ever asks them to come out and dance. But it's an absolutely extraordinary work in which you can hear all of his ability to paint emotions and colors and fascinating sort of orchestral textures, some of which are just really haunting and that you won't find anywhere else.
Next, you have a tone poem by Rachmaninoff, and then it's on to the symphony by Carl Nielsen.
That's right. The name in English is called The Inextinguishable. The work's genesis comes right during the real senseless bloodshed of the trench warfare in the First World War. What we realize is that Nielsen's response, rather than being one of just horror and depression, is one in which he says, there are all of these things that may come and assail us, the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, either individually or collectively. But there is nonetheless this amazing quality about the human spirit, which is absolutely inextinguishable and goes beyond the notion of what we see around us with standard, you know, our senses. And this is the thing that is inextinguishable, and that's really what the symphony ends up being about. And it's absolutely compelling and tremendously stirring.
We've been talking with guest conductor David Robertson. This evening he leads the IU Summer Festival Orchestra and the Musical Arts Center in music of Rachmaninoff, Tchaikovsky, and Carl Nielsen. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.